Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from The Grow Group and Grinder Landscaping Company with another episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. This week, we're going to be talking about the power of cleanliness in a successful landscaping company, something I love to talk about. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since YouTube. Yes, YouTube. I don't watch much TV anymore, folks. I watch the Reds, the Bengals, sometimes a Dayton Flyers basketball game. But when I am ready to do something or if I'm working, I have it on in the background, I'm either watching one of three things: golf instruction videos, tours of botanical gardens, or podcasts that have to do with landscaping or gardening, things like that. I just don't watch too much, and I just find it so enjoyable. And those of you that are on YouTube, if you search for that stuff, you get more of that stuff into your feed. And I'm just having a ball sitting on the porch watching stuff like that. Yeah, I do veg out once in a while and watch a golf instruction video or tour a botanical garden or watch somebody's podcast that's in the green industry. I watch a few. Brian Fullerton's is one of them. I enjoy Brian very much. So there's a lot there with YouTube. Give it a shot. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Cleanliness is super important to an organization, folks. You will never beat me in a debate about that. I truly believe that it's a founding principle to success in an organization. So let's start this episode out by talking with a few of our frontline folks at Grinder Landscaping Company and get their thoughts on cleanliness. We're going to hear from a few of our team leaders, a couple of our managers. So let's go and hear what they had to say about cleanliness first. So we have Nick Friedrich with us. Nick is one of our great team leaders here at Grinder. And Nick, going to ask you the same question we've asked others. How do we keep our trucks clean? How do you do that? How do you get your team to do that? Why is that significant here at Grinder?
Well, it's kind of a culture thing, but whenever there's downtime, if we're fueling up the truck, you can always be cleaning. Whenever the truck is not operating and we're back at the shop and we have cleaning supplies, we can always be cleaning. At the end of the day, we always throw all of our trash out. It's one of those things that it's a chore if you have to think about it, but if you already are programmed to do it, then you can automatically just do it and you don't even think about it. So it's like using a turn signal. A lot of people, they don't use the turn signals.
I see.
But if you use
a
turn
signal, way to put it.
Every single time, you don't even think about it. It's not a chore. It's not a task. It's just something that you do.
The cleanliness and the things that we do, how do you think that shows up in other aspects of our work? Is it just Marty and Seth's OCD, or do you think that there is a method to our madness there about the focus on cleanliness?
Well, a lot of it is presentation to the clients.
Yes, exactly.
And not even just our clients, to anyone. If we're showing up and there's pop cans rolling out everywhere, we're making a mess.
Right.
I mean, that's not a good representation of what
we
do.
No, it's not.
If someone looks at our truck and they say, there's just garbage everywhere, how are they going to treat my house? How are they going to treat my neighbor's house? Are we going to do the same job in the same level of expectations?
How do you handle, like, it's really hot. We just had our safety meeting. The last few days, it's been in the 90s. How do you deal with a team member that doesn't embrace cleanliness? What have you had to do to try to get them to understand? Do you have any tips or tricks for that?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just
tell them it's what we do, or what do you do?
When it's hot like this, everything, we just have to slow down, calm down, everything.
Okay.
We have to make sure we put our safety first.
Okay.
When we put our safety first, and we're keeping hydrated, we're keeping cooled down, then we can focus on all the details and focus on keeping everything clean.
So what you're saying is by taking an interest in their personal safety, the cleanliness can be, hey, and knowing you like I know you, your idea is, hey, help me clean the truck out real quick. You probably don't say, go clean the damn truck out, right?
Right.
That wouldn't be a Friedrich style, because I know your dad will too. And, well, your dad might say that, actually. But that's part of it. Anything else to add? Because our listeners are owners and leaders of landscaping companies. They come here, Nick, you've seen them at the field trips, and they're like, how do you keep this place so clean? Any other things you could share in terms of wisdom there?
Not really. Again, it's kind of a culture thing. Everyone has to kind of buy into it a little bit. And like I said, whenever there's downtime, I mean, it's just something that we just do.
Yeah.
Again, right. The turn signal thing, it's just just something that we do. And if there's someone new, we have to all kind of work together to say, hey, this is the level of expectation. Right. And then once you buy into it, then it's a lot easier to maintain. I mean, if you don't clean your room for a month, if you don't clean something out for a month.
Right. If you don't take a shower for a month.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
We have this huge pile that keeps going. But if you do something every single day.
Yeah, it never gets out of hand. Right.
Or clean, then.
And I think as you say that, that's kind of how things never get out of line here. You know, we could have someone come to our shop any day of the week and it's clean because of what we do there. It's a little bit at a time. I appreciate you.
All right, sir.
You're a good man.
So in the studio with me today, I have Zach Carden, our fleet manager, and Brian Davis, director of lawn care, and many other things as well. Talking a little bit about cleanliness with the truck. Zach, why do you keep your truck clean? Where's that come from?
Well, cleanliness is safety, and safety is more efficient.
Okay. Why is cleanliness safety? Like, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, if your truck's all a mess and you've got stuff everywhere, you might trip, and that might be a problem. You get something jammed up underneath the gas pedal, the brake pedal, that could be a big issue.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, with I don't know how many vehicles we have now on the road. I've lost track. 60?
A lot. I've lost count.
Yeah. Okay. So we've grown a lot. There's been a new truck in here every month the last several years. So that can happen. Like a water bottle can fall underneath the gas pedal and the gas, you can't hit.
Right.
The gas pedal gets stuck. The brake can't operate. You throw a pencil down the vent down and you mess up
fire.
All that stuff. Crazy stuff can happen. So cleanliness is important from a fleet perspective. Cleanliness on your perspective. The lawn care trucks and that. What's the focus there on cleanliness?
We want to make sure we keep the inside of the truck clean. So if any clients step up to the truck and look inside, they see that it's clean and we're taking care of their property on that aspect. We wash it out at least 2 to 3 times a week. We sweep up every night at the end of the shift and just make sure everything is cleaned up.
What role does that play, do you think, in the cleanliness here? Does that manifest there and then they take it out onto the job? Do you see that as well? You came up working on the crew, ran a crew, then got promoted to the fleet. You came in watering plants, ran the watering crew. You've moved up. Mm-hmm. How does that go? Obviously, you two are cleaner. You're not going to be in your roles. And people come here and they're like, how do you keep things so clean? It's just what we do. Can you help me shed light on that?
It's just part of our culture. From day one, we talk about having a clean truck. The outside of it is clean, inside of it is clean. When we're fueling up, we're washing down the inside, wiping down the inside of it. So this is just a culture thing from day one. So it's just ingrained in us from the very beginning.
I know on Mondays we have a truck inspection, and I like seeing that because I see everybody out wiping down the insides. Talk a little bit about what Monday is with safety and cleanliness.
Monday, we just go around and check the trucks, make sure everything looks up to par, make sure there's nothing dangling off the trucks, anything that could be a hazard.
So they're looking at the truck, the brakes, wires, they're inside it for safety, cleanliness, and all that. Yeah. What other things with regards to cleanliness on the vehicles and stuff like that comes to mind? Is there anything we're missing there?
I mean, just keeping everything organized and in place. If it's everything is organized in place, it has a home, it's always going to be clean.
So. I'll put Zach on the spot first. Cause I don't know if this has happened. Maybe it has. Like you get a truck and you see it and it's a filthy mess. Uh-huh. You know that Bill, your boss, Seth, our president, and then the tyrant here, Marty, you know we'd be upset. What do you do? How do you handle that? What do you do?
You take it up with the person that's in charge of that truck.
And you just say what?
And you explain to them how cleanliness is important. And
and
that's the Grunder way.
Yeah. Thank you. What about you? What about with you? Because I know you've had some dealings with that. And you've got some guys that maybe were sloppy to start. You've gotten them to be clean, haven't you? How do you do that?
Teaching them what our standard is. So we tell them after it's cleaned, like, this is our standard, you know, so we're going to maintain this on a day-to-day basis, week to week, as we go forward. So we're not going to let it fall apart. So it's not, we're trying to catch back up. We're doing it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So they understand that.
And I've noticed, I want to compliment you, Zach, your truck's always clean. The truck you use here at work, your truck's clean. My truck's clean. I mean, I think it's a way of doing business. And it's a good thing. Thanks for coming on. And thank you for both of you for what you do.
Okay, everyone. This is my friend Lorenzo. Lorenzo is a bien hombre, see?
Yep.
Lorenzo started here 10 years ago, right?
That's correct.
Working on the crew. Then he ran the crew. And now he's one of our group leaders. Lorenzo, cleanliness is very important here at Grunder. Limpio es importante a Grunder.
That's right.
Why?
Because it's the old people see. There's good way with... Because you show people it's look clean, is all people thinking is you keep safe, you clean.
If you're clean, you're safe.
Yeah. Clean, you're safe. Obviously, you clean the property with the people.
Is it hard to keep the place clean? Like, is it hard with the men working with them? We have mostly men, just a couple women. Is it hard to work with them on the cleanliness?
I think it's not hard, but I need Craig with the good, I don't know what to say in English.
Yeah.
But hay que tratar de crear una constante.
Okay.
I don't know what you say.
Constant. How you say it in English? Constantly? The constant
exactly.
Reminders?
Yeah. Reminders. With the, if you do it one time, you do it keep same all week, it's make it more easy with the time.
Would you, and this is kind of a loaded question, would you rather work for a clean company or a dirty company?
Dirty company. But this is not about with the company's duty. It's you're working with the dirt.
And you get dirty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is not separate with the look clean.
Right.
Not exactly look clean. It's look formal.
Yeah. Well, I know cleanliness is important to you. Your truck's clean. Yep. Your workspace is clean. I appreciate you supporting us in our cleanliness. When people come here and they see us clean, I think it says a lot about us. I think it says that we're professional. What else does cleanliness say to you? You said safety. Anything else?
Nope. No buts.
Okay. Lorenzo, gracias.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Okay. Great to hear their perspectives. Man, do I want to learn how to speak Spanish better. Lorenzo did a pretty good job there. Hopefully you could grasp it. He does a really nice job with the cleanliness. All those people we had there. I particularly like Nick's comments on cleanliness. I think he's right. Brian, all of them had good points on that. Zach, all good stuff. You know, I always like to say that the first four letters of the word culture is cult, C-U-L-T. And I know maybe you're chuckling right now. It's just my belief that maybe not all cults have to be bad, do they? A cult around cleanliness, I think is a pretty good thing. And I want to give you some insight into our strategy and why I think it's a reason people enjoy working at Grunder Landscaping Company, how it can improve efficiency, and then what you can do to train your team to keep things clean. Number one, your culture sets the tone. Right when you come in, people can see, they can hear. When someone walks in your office, what are all the sensory sides that they're experiencing? It's what they see. Okay, so are things clean? Are they organized? Does it look like this business knows what they're doing? Or is it a mess? Is there stuff everywhere? Are you still using stick notes to tell somebody to call somebody back? Is there paper everywhere? I was watching a landscaping podcast the other day, and one of the guests on there was showing his desk in the office. And honestly, it was an embarrassment. And he was talking about his stick note system. A nice guy, but man, he was stuck in the 70s, folks. The culture sets the tone. So what do you see? I think the second thing is, to be honest with you, what do you smell? When you walk into our two branch offices, they smell like Gain Febreze scent. We have the plugins. I'm a little bit neurotic, folks, but the place smells good. What do you hear? You don't hear a bunch of loud music or anything like that. You hear a quiet, methodical office. You hear people having nice conversations. It's a professional office. What do you feel? Is the temperature right? Does the air conditioning work? Is it a good place to work? So the culture, the things that people see, they hear, they feel. All right. Now, we're not really tasting anything. Okay. We don't have bread baking or anything like that in our offices, but the culture sets the tone. And I think all of those things say a lot about your company before you've even told them anything. Landscaping at your office. How does it look? Jeffrey Johns, my longtime client and friend in Brunswick, Georgia, has an absolutely beautiful facility. It's not a whole lot different than Grunder's. It's a little bit newer. And I have to concede to Jeffrey that his is a little bit nicer. When you go in there, you just feel the quality. So I think those things say a lot. And I think paying attention to how clean your bathrooms are and things like that, I think it sets the tone. 3 years ago, we spent $35,000 to redo our crew bathroom. Now, on one hand, you would think, Marty, are you nuts? $35,000 on a crew bathroom? Yeah, it wasn't quite big enough. It wasn't quite good enough. It was original from 30 years ago. It needed to be redone. It's nice. It's clean. It smells good. It looks presentable. It's in our colors. There's our logo on the wall. I think those things are important, folks.
You know, I remember several years ago, I went on vacation outside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida with my family, and we stayed at a Marriott. And it was one of those Marriotts, it had a kitchen. And we went to a Publix, which I actually am a fan of Publix grocery stores. But I went to the Publix grocery store and my wife was shopping and the kids were young. And I went into the bathroom. And let's just say the bathroom was absolutely disgusting. I went and got my wife, told her we're leaving. We're not shopping at that store. And we found a little boutique grocery store that we bought everything from. Because my opinion was, if the places you were sending me looked that bad, what are the places that you're cutting my deli meat and other things that I can't see? What do those look like? I do think cleanliness says a lot. And we'll talk more about that as we go. But I think that sets the right tone that you want for your company. Same thing with your trucks. How do you expect your team to keep a job site clean if they can't keep a truck clean? We spend time in the morning with our teams. We spend time in the afternoon. And when you're around them at that time, they have impressionable minds. And when you focus on those things, it makes a difference. I think cleanliness does matter. I think hiring the right people helps. We have a lot of meticulous people here. The two most meticulous people we have in the company are Marty Grunder and Seth Flum, our president. We believe in cleanliness. It's how we are. If you look at the way Seth's dressed, you look at his neatly trimmed beard, you look at his office, you look inside his car. He has a four-year-old Toyota 4Runner that looks brand new, folks, the way he keeps it. My truck is almost 4 years old. It looks brand new the way I keep it. We have many folks here that would clean without any prompting at all. We have a couple real nice ladies that work in the office. They're very clean. Our administrative assistant at the front desk has a sweeping kit, a Dyson cordless vac. Every day she walks around to the high traffic areas and keeps them clean. We're wiping down doors. We have a cleaning crew that comes in. You might say, well, gosh, how much money are you spending on cleaning? I don't think we're spending that much when in the scope of things. I just think that sets the tone. So hiring the right people. If you come in here and we're looking to hire you for a sales position and you don't look good, that's not going to work. I remember a few years ago, my team was excited about a resume that they got from someone who was a sales professional at a company in Cincinnati, and they were excited to talk to him. He showed up in jeans, an untucked t-shirt, Vans tennis shoes, and his hat on backwards. Now, look, if you're going to come in dressed like that for a position on the crew, we can overlook that. But if you're coming in dressed like that for a sales position, we can't overlook that. You should be looking your best for that, and you weren't. So you got to be hiring the right people. You have to be hiring people that would embrace this kind of stuff. If you're somebody that doesn't care how your truck looks, you got stuff all over the dashboard. You heard Nick talk about that a couple moments ago. That's just not going to be a thing for us. I've been known when they're interviewing somebody for higher up on our org chart to go out and peek in their car and see what it looks like. If in the interview we ask them what are their opinions on organization and cleanliness and they wax eloquently about that, but their car looks like they lived in it, there's a disconnect. So, you know, culture matters. And I think that everybody you're hiring into your company, they're either impressing or depressing. Okay. They're either pushing the organization up or they're pulling them down. And I know that we all need people, but we can't be settling. And cleanliness, I just think, is a big part of this. And it's kind of how I've always been. People come here all the time for our field trips. We hope you'll come out to one. The next one's August 12th and 13th. And they say, I just can't believe how clean your place is. How do you keep it like that? Well, like Nick said, you do a little bit at a time. You take something, you put it back. There's shelving. There's signs for things. We train the team on housekeeping. We do two or three sessions a year for 5 or 10 minutes on cleaning. When we see someone cleaning, we recognize them. If we see someone that made a mess and we catch them doing it, we say, hey, stop, you need to go clean that up. I bet 10 times this year I have taken a team leader, someone that runs a crew, and I've said, hey, can you help me clean this up real quick? I don't know who did it, but we can't have things like that. So I'm doing two things. I'm getting the mess cleaned up, but I'm also teaching to the team to clean things up. I often put on my safety vest and I walk out in our yard in the morning with a little bucket and I pick up trash that I see in the gravel. I'll empty a trash can. I'll ask someone to help me. We're always doing these things. You know, you've heard me say this from a leadership perspective, but you got to be great at the things you want your followers to be good at. Putting your team into systems. I mentioned a minute ago, I want to touch on this again. Labeling where things go and creating organization systems. There's a point where you can go overboard with that and be too anal. But I don't see where, if you have a pegboard and there's brooms and rakes that are used around the shop, I don't see anything wrong with outlining them on that pegboard and putting them there. I don't see anything wrong, and we'll show you some of our organizational systems. We'll show you the hog feeders that we turned into the material dispensers at this time and our shelving. I don't see anything wrong with signage like that. I don't see anything wrong with having names on parking blocks for those that are supposed to park there, and the trucks, the numbers on the trucks, the trailer number spots on the parking blocks. I think putting somebody into a system like that makes it really easy, whether you speak English or Spanish, you figure out what to do. All right. So labeling does matter. And I've mentioned this, but it's worth repeating again, that you got to practice what you preach. I make sure that I shave every other day. I make sure that I have on a nice shirt. When my shirts get ragged, I get rid of them. I make sure that I'm wearing the right kind of shoes. I make sure that my desk looks good. My truck looks good. I try to recognize and be cognizant of the fact that I'm always being watched. And that's not a bad thing. That's part of the responsibility that comes along with the leadership position that you have, that you do have a target on your back and that you are held to a higher standard. How in the world can you go out and talk to your team about doing better and being clean and doing jobs the right way when you aren't that way yourself? How can you expect your team to pay attention to details on jobs when they go in a bathroom that's filthy, or you give them dirty used uniforms that the last guy used, but you're too cheap to buy them new ones? We don't do that. We throw them out. Yeah, we spend a lot of money on uniforms, but we want people to feel good about what they're doing. And now in our 41st year of business, 32nd year at this location in Dayton, the brand new one in Cincinnati, I'm really proud of the focus that we have on cleanliness. And it's positive reinforcement, and it's always being willing to take the steps you need to take to enforce those standards. We have a real nice painting guy. His name's Michael. He comes in here 5 or 6 times a year, and he's touching things up. We go and get dents pulled from trucks. We are very keen to being smart about what we're doing with the cleanliness and reinforcing those standards. And then I want to wrap up with a story. So my friend Ed used to be the manager of the Springboro location of Dorothy Lane Market. He was a really nice guy. He just retired a couple years ago. And we would take our team over there and have him talk to them up in their mezzanine. They have a real nice room that you can feed your team. And we had him talk to us about Dorothy Lane. And I was having a conversation with Ed. If you run a grocery store, it's got to be clean. There's standards. Their bathrooms are clean. Everything's clean there. Like we buy all of our groceries there, okay? And I just was commenting to him on his cleanliness and how, you know, where that was. And he came over to our shop and he looked around and he said to me, he's like, gosh, I have a lot of respect for what you're doing here. You know, it just dawned on me how hard it is for somebody like you, a landscaping company, to keep things together like this. And I said, what do you mean, Ed? He said, well, I can go in my store and in a half hour, I can really walk the entire store. I can walk every aisle. I can go in every cooler. I can go in every break room. I can go in every nook and cranny of this entire store and I can see how we're doing. I can talk to our people. I can walk the parking lot. He's like, with you, you have them there in the morning when they gather before they leave and you have them with you in the evening before they go home. But in that 8 hours between when they left in the morning, they came back in the afternoon, who knows what they're doing, right? So now I see why your morning rollout and your focus on cleanliness would be really important. And he really made me think. And I share this story. I have a new book I'm working on that I share the story in the book as well, that, you know, you got to be mindful of that, ladies and gentlemen. You have a finite window there to make an impression. You got a couple minutes in the morning if you're running efficiently, and you got a couple minutes in the afternoon. You've got a bathroom. You know, when I started my business, I was in an old pole barn that had rusted on the bottom. Mice and stuff could get in there. So we boarded up. We had mice traps. It was old and I had 3 trucks and they were red at the time. But those trucks were clean. My barn was clean. I even power washed the outside of the barn. When you drove by that little 1,200 square foot pole barn that I ran Grunder Landscaping out of to start in the mid 80s, it was clean and it set the tone. And we've never, ever let up on that. And I think that's really, really important, folks. And I hope in a small way we've impacted you. I hope you're thinking about cleaning, and I hope you're thinking about it as part of your culture. Remember, the first 4 letters of the word culture are cult. How about a cleaning cult? Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take your cell phone out right now. Take that podcast you just listened to. Share it with a team, a friend, another landscape pro you know. We would really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Did you know that you can tour Marty's Landscaping Company? We're hosting 4 Grunder Landscaping Company field trips in 2025, where landscape pros can come see our operation for themselves in a small group setting. Meet the GLC leadership team, ask Marty your questions in person, and connect with other landscape pros. Space is limited. Visit growgroupinc.com today to sign up.